Well, it was early June, and a six-year-old boy was helping Mummy in the garden. And as he was working with his mom, he was exploring the miracle of things exploding everywhere as growth was so present. And then he took a daffodil bud in his hands, and he looked at it with such wonder, and he wanted to open it, and so he did. And of course, that was the end of the daffodil. He burst into tears as the dead petal dropped to the ground. And he cried out, "Mummy, why is it that when I open the bud, it falls to pieces and dies? How does God make the flower so beautiful?" But then before Mum could answer his question, a broad smile broke out on his face, and he exclaimed, "I know what it is. God is always at work from the inside. God is always at work from the inside." This is a parable of the kingdom and how the kingdom of God always works in our lives. It's always his intention that as we open our hearts to him, that he works from the inside out. And that's why Paul in today's gospel says that if we deny Jesus, he will deny us. What does that mean? It means that the heart is so hard that it's completely unreceptive to Jesus working from the inside out. Whereas if we're faithless, and at times we are, we struggle with our faith, we struggle with what it is to live for Jesus, that he always remains faithful because he never ever gives up on us. But also he always asks for our permission to be able to do that work from the inside out. And so in today's gospel, we have this beautiful expression of how it is we cooperate with God, with the Holy Spirit, so that that work can happen, so that you and I can more and more bloom like a beautiful daffodil. We're told that Jesus is talking with a scribe. And you need to appreciate that for the scribes, they had, over the course of time, in their study of the first five books of the Bible, the Torah, they had come up with 613 laws. But they also wanted to know, what is the overarching theme of the Torah? And that's what this conversation means between Jesus and the scribe. He's asking, so Jesus, of the 613, what is at the heart of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible? And of course, what Jesus does is he brings together a quotation from Deuteronomy, the Shema, Deuteronomy 6:4, and Leviticus chapter 19. And so he says, in quoting the Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone." And here's the heart of it, "Hear." And that's the beginning of this work from the inside out. As we hear the Lord our God, and as we do that, Jesus says that the whole person is to respond to the love of God with our heart. What is the heart? The heart is the depth of the person, the wellspring from which our decisions and our actions flow. The soul, in a way, incorporates the fullness of that which is in you that is eternal and in me. Because, of course, at the point of death, our soul will leave our body, and then one day will be joined to a resurrected body. And then Jesus goes on to speak about our mind, which, of course, is not only the cognitive function, but everything that goes on in that interior place of our thoughts. And, of course, our strength emphasizes that to love God doesn't just happen. It doesn't just arise spontaneously, but it is something that is purposeful, that calls for commitment and every ounce of our energy. And then Jesus, speaking about how we are to love him, says something happens. As we allow for the Holy Spirit to open us from the inside out in our love for God, then in turn, in quoting Leviticus 19:18, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This means that we are to make our neighbor's well-being as high a priority as our own. And at its best, This is what these last months have been about. To try to learn to truly love our neighbor. I don't know if it struck you, but it struck me in our first reading from Timothy that Paul warns us not to wrangle about words. And how much wrangling about words has there been over the last 10 weeks on the internet, social media? But in that wrangling about words, it leads to our holding on to a sense of I can be feeling good about my anger and about I'm in the right and those people are in the wrong. But that's not what we're called to. No heart can open if that's the interior attitude. Rather, when we're learning to love our neighbor as ourselves, we discover that such love is an inside job. Whereas we are deepening to love God, this in turn blossoms in our love for each other. But in conclusion, here's the heart of the gospel. Love can never be forced. Love for God, love for neighbor, love for ourselves. For if we try to force it, we're like that six-year-old that takes the delicate daffodil and ends up killing it. But when we allow our lives to be open to the light of grace, to the work of the Holy Spirit, we can allow our lives and the lives of those with whom we share each and every day to be like that flower designed by God to love Him and to love one another. Help us, Jesus, this day to remember that each of us is this delicate flower that can only be opened from the inside out. Amen.